Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Yo.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
Stars of the new album, Sonic Ranch, now streaming.
Wow. You're talking to the stars, folks.
We got top billing on that music album?
Yep. Above the line, above the fold.
Top three on the call sheet every day.
I was thinking about it. I was like, who else would they put as the stars?
Yeah,
it would have to be us.
Yeah.
If not us, it's just our instruments, I guess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If not us, then when and who?
Yeah.
We have got to talk about something else, though, right now.
Yes, we do.
Elephant in the room. Well, there's
haircut.
There's a lot going on with this elephant. He's got the haircut. He's got fresh blonde hair.
You know I don't like when you draw attention to these things.
Why?
It's weird. Well, people can't see it.
All right.
I do.
I'll keep that
Jeff,
part
it's
short.
It's the theater of the mind. Yeah, they're picturing. What they are picturing is probably so much more wild than what we're actually even seeing in the Zoom screen.
All right, then I'm going to say something that you probably won't like even more, Jeff.
What?
That album you put out.
Oh, Michael. Oh, yes, you've
been
texting
me.
It's
got me going, man. We haven't discussed it fully, and I've been listening to it all the way through over and over. It's a very digestible album. It's so good.
Michael.
It's so well done.
You make
I'm
me
so
blush.
I hope so. I'm so shocked.
That's allowed.
That you put this all together. It's really something else.
Mike, you called it layered.
Layered.
It's very layered. You can get lost in saying, well, listen to that little keyboard over here. Oh, wait, listen to the sound effect over there. Hey, well, there's Dutz himself right down the middle. There we go.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's listen to the soul of this character falling apart, coming back a little bit. It's not just some bimbo with a dance track.
Well, it's funny.
He's having his own dark, twisted fantasy.
You got to self-mythologize a little bit, but
sure.
I was just telling Tim, it's funny that the tracks that I sent you, like mid-COVID, I sent you guys like 5 or 6 tracks and you gave me a lot of great feedback. I just made 4 more tracks and put them at the end. like the tracks you heard
it's
are
a
the
chronological
first 6.
Album.
It's very chronological. Because then by the end, you're like, well, now I like, where am I going with this thing? I guess I got this one really sad sort of song that'll be like second to last. And then I'll sort of have like a fake culmination and that'll be last. There you go.
It's a rock opera you've made there, Jeff. I'm serious. I'm listening to it and it's like this guy starts out high and he goes low. Nothing's works out for him.
Thanks, Mike.
My favorite is Beyond, the final track, and just the passion with which you're singing the hook the whole damn night. I mean, like you say that you're going to spend the whole night with a woman the way that
he's going to spend his whole life
with a woman.
I know,
but like you got the whole from when the sun goes down to when the sun goes up.
In case it's not clear, from when the sun goes down to when the sun comes up.
And then the implication when some gets up, like, get out of here. But just the passion with which we've heard so many men profess, like, my whole life until the day I die, until as long as I walk the earth, as long as. So then hearing that same passion for the whole damn night. Well,
the thing that I love about it is you've got this guy who starts out as, like, Mr. Party, pop that pussy guy.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work out, and like he wants to have a threesome. He wants to, like, nobody's calling him back all of a sudden. Then there's clearly a girl that, like, a love interest that didn't work out. So now he's like in this thing's like back to being passionate, but still can't get back up to like oh, my whole life. Like, he hasn't learned a lesson.
Yeah,
he's just going to start this routine.
His lesson is to spend a whole night with a woman.
It is. Jeff, you could make, you should make, get somebody to animate like an anime thing to the whole album.
Mm. Okay.
Come on.
That sounds like a thing that a talented listener could DM us about.
No, this, we don't have listeners this talented. What I'm picturing is way out there.
Big budget.
Big budget.
Like that Daft Punk anime thing.
Oh, God, yeah. That's great. Interstellar. Well, Mike, you texted me at one point. You're like, I want to know about the process. I was like, Mike, you're in it. You saw the process.
I know, but nobody knows the process more. Did you use Tim on what's the song? That guy's whack?
Oh, the like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. No, that's from a popular HBO show we don't need to get into.
Okay.
Oh, shit. And is it the character, last name is a sort of a certain nut?
Yeah, there's a certain nut.
Or is it a guy... Or is a guy who requires a certain prescription?
No, there's a certain multisalati and a certain walnut.
Okay.
Those other ones are you, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's so funny, too. Like, this one guy's got a hat and a beard, and you don't like it. And he's like, oh! He's just ruining your whole life. Guts his whole life, not your whole
my
life.
My heart has grown two sizes in Grinch-like fashion.
Yeah, but the Grinch's heart started small. Yours was normal.
Oh, yeah.
So, Jesus Christ, now you've got a double heart.
You've revealed a side of yourself, Jeff, that I did not know was cooking in there.
Okay, and Michael.
I'm going to have to show you some more respect, because I have very little for you, Mike, and now it's time to change that.
You were listening to Jeff's album and having all these flashes of you treating him like shit all the time. I don't respect you.
You don't know how to, you don't know chord arrangement, you idiot. You've got no substance.
If you ever make an album, it's going to be sparse, I tell you, sparse.
That's your problem, see?
Pacing back and forth, yelling. Yeah. No, I've read respect for you before, Jeff.
Yeah. No,
the utmost?
No, I wouldn't say that. Now I do.
The submost.
Yeah, lowest.
It's cool to see artists like appreciate each other's work, because I'm looking at Mike, you know, bass player, vocalist for the Sloppy Boys. I'm looking at Dutz, pop star, and you guys kind of mutual appreciation for your work. And on this summer is such a big musical summer. It's nice to see two giants sitting down. I feel like I'm watching Hollywood Reporter contenders roundtable.
Yeah. Hey, to say nothing about yourself, Tim. I mean, geez, Gardens of Gomorrah is a feat.
Yes.
That's actually kind of true. That's
feet
weird.
Of strength.
I was telling Mookie the other day that I get chills when motherfucking one-time Emmy nominee hits.
Yeah.
And you know that's a reference to me, right?
Yeah. It's very self-referential.
When I sing about myself, it's rather self-referential.
The mama, papa, sister, brother, cousin Greg part is really funny to me, but also I'm just like, how do you say that so fast?
I wasn't prepared to, because if you recall, I wrote the song to be a slow, like a West Coast ride in your car, bob in your head, slow type of rap. And then we doubled it in the studio, so I had to just fucking drink a lot of Abasolo and go for it. But I had some other thing to say, and then it flew away.
Like the Texas winds.
Yeah, West Texas.
Yeah, like a warm wind. Texas wind.
No, here's what it was. It was an Easter egg. We like to just put out an album and let the art be discovered by the appreciators. But I have pointed out on Instagram before that Mama Papa Baby comes from an earlier Sloppy Boy song sung by Hanford.
Oh yeah.
You know, Mama Papa Baby. So that's a Paradiso reference down at the Sonic Ranch.
Wow.
Damn.
What's going on there?
Just tying it back in.
Yep, that's why that's layered. The people don't understand that's layered.
Well, you bring your whole life experience with you. When you stand in that booth and you put those cans on,
every
moment, every rap battle you've ever been at Eight Mile in Detroit, single thing of your life is all, you only got one shot, mom's spaghetti.
Anytime I would go in the booth, it would take me so long to start my thing because I was like, hold on, I got to think of all these experiences.
Right.
Whoa.
Just think of them.
You guys were, you said a Texas wind before.
Mm-hmm.
There in high school, I had a friend who he was, I don't think you guys know this guy.
Terry, Todd, Tommy?
No. He was watching a movie on HBO. It was called Warm Texas Rain. It was like a softcore porn. And it was like, he stayed up late watching it. And he, like, the next day at school, he was like, oh, God, I was up all night watching Warm Texas Rain. And he told us about it. And then, like, it must have been one of those HBO things where it was just on all the time. And, like, later that week, he was like, well, I watched Warm Texas Rain again last night.
This man is sleep deprived.
Warm Texas Rain.
The idea of every time, it's like watching the entire movie again. I was like, up all night watching
I can't
Warm
not
Texas
watch
Rain.
It.
Man, do you remember a thing called Red Shoe Diaries?
Yeah. Is that HBO? Was that HBO?
I don't know.
It was Cinemax or Showtime. Oh. And am I wrong? Was David Duchovny like the interstitial hub of the whole thing?
Oh, wow. That's so funny. He's like hiding in plain sight there.
Because I think it's like an anthology series, but I could have sworn, and I could be wrong, that there was like a home base for it. But
and what
I
was
definitely
it?
Remember
it was,
scrolling the guide channel hoping to see Red
Shoe. It was
Diaries.
Either like Cinemax or HBO or Showtime. I don't know. I don't want to call it softcore porn, but maybe it was. It was like, you know, erotic thrillery type stuff.
Okay.
And a boss that I worked for when I was first in LA, she started as an actor. And I found out that she had a Red Shoe Diary episode.
Ah, but it wasn't like, it was more just like salacious tales type of thing.
Yeah.
Tales from the Crypt.
Tales from the Crypt. Well, the reason I bring it up is because I never saw it. I didn't want to see my boss in the nude, if that's what was going on.
I never saw
so
it.
So I want to see if
you
want to
see your boss clothed.
It. Yeah, fully clothed.
Do you remember a show on MTV that came on really late at night about
Skins?
Like dating and stuff? Was that it?
I remember the one called Skins.
Undressed?
Or like Undressed.
Undressed. Undressed is what I'm thinking.
Was that like a Canadian Skins, soap opera that then was brought
it seemed
to
Canadian, and it seemed like all the sets were just like walls that they put up. Like, it wasn't a real sets with like furniture, and
yeah,
it was very strange.
I think Skins was actually about a street basketball team. It was like the Shirts versus Skins.
Oh
no it's no.
Oh, now you're joking.
I can't,
yeah, you gotta see Shirts. Speaking of diaries that are Red Shoe and all that type of thing, one of the most starstruck moments of my whole life was I one time saw a lady, there's an actress named Carrie Salen Wurr.
you're changing her first name or last name.
So the last name
truly,
is like,
I don't know how to say the first name or the last name. So it could be Carrie Wurr or Carrie Wurr.
So her last name is
Salen.
W-U-R-R-U-R.
Nobody knows.
That's an
I
odd
think
name.
She had been a, before our time, she had been like a, VJ on MTV, but then in formative Cinemax, Showtime, HBO type years, she was in a lot of like those types of movies, like the soft focusy, soft gore porn types of movies. And I, much like your friend who stayed up all night watching Texas Breeze, I had like seen a bunch of these movies. And then one time the birthday boys were all standing in front of UCB. This lady's like 20 years older than us, but we were all standing in front of UCB and she walked by. And I remember being like, that's probably my most like, and I didn't even know her name. You know, I would have said, hey, Carrie Wurr.
Yep. Like, it's Carrie.
It's Carrie. Don't watch my movies ever again. Sorry.
Sorry, Wurr.
Sorry, Carrie.
Well, is that it for shit chat? Can we get into the booze news, the hottest news all over the web?
Please.
Yeah. Beep, 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 booze news. Hit it. But it's coming down, no sound, it's all around. Like steak on the beach. We're fucking beautiful.
Steak at the beach?
Steak on the beach.
Sea shark. Oh. Okay. Steak on the Beach was sent to us by Sarah Wood. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. T Swift, it's the Lavender Haze summer. Mm-hmm. And she has a song called Snow at the Beach. Oh. But this was a mashup with, we had an episode of our Patreon blowout show where Jeff said his best
our
summer,
best summer
best
plans.
Summer plan.
We're discussing our best summer plans.
And yours was
steak on beach, comma sea shark.
And this was plans that we wanted to, like, that would be the best. It's not probably going to happen. And maybe it will happen. We still got a month left.
Well, yours is rare because you have to have a friend. But you have a friend grills you a steak on the beach, hands it to you. You're eating it, and you look up and you see a shark out in the water.
And you're that friend, Tim. You're the steak guy.
You were the friend because you're the best chef.
I'm on the hook. I got to cover the costs of the ribeye, and I got to look up like where the
and honestly, Tim, gas.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh
my God,
propane.
And I got to like go to marine biology websites to find out where I could probably see a shark. What beaches in LA? This is a lot of work for me.
And and that had to fit in a tweet poll. So that's why it was so pared down to steak on beach, comma, sea shark.
Ooh, I'm going to see the Meg 2 soon. I love it. Loved Meg 1.
Meg 2.
Meg 2. Oh, God.
You guys ready for some booze news?
Yeah, yes.
Let me ask you this. What would you say is the biggest pop culture moment event of summer 2023?
The slap.
I was going to say the slap. Still the slap.
Still the
slap. It doesn't have to be like a live moment, but a cultural thing that we took part in.
Of 2023? Probably the Borg.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about like in culture at large or here on the pod?
Pop culture.
Mm. Oh, in the summertime.
Outside of the pod.
The biggest thing to happen in 2023 culture.
That air lounge chair I got.
I think it's Barbenheimer. Do you think it's Barbenheimer?
Of course it's Barbenheimer. Yes.
The marketing accident that benefits all.
Oppen Arby, as I try to, I'm trying to rebrand it. Mike, did you complete the duo? Me and Jeff, we all saw Oppenheimer together, and then me and Jeff separately saw Barbie, and you've not viewed the
film. Not seen Barbie yet, but I will.
Okay, well, Booze News reflects one half of Oppen Arby, and it's the one you have seen. The slopheads have been sending me cocktails that have to do with Oppenheimer, and there are two that I wanted to mention on the pod here, and I think I've shown some of these to you guys, but very interesting. One is there's a thing that the Los Alamos scientists drank, and that it is half lab alcohol, half grapefruit juice, mixed in a 32-gallon GI can and chilled with a chunk of smoking dry ice.
Wow. So
this is what these dudes, what the science guys were drinking down there.
What is lab alcohol?
Rubbing alcohol, maybe? Or do we? Is it
That's
something
what I was thinking.
Isopropyl? Like you put on a wound? Like 90%?
That's what I was thinking, or at least just like the most pure form of alcohol if it's in a lab.
That reminds me of The Master when Joaquin is like sucking down jet fuel.
or like ethanol? Ship fuel, something.
I was hanging with our friend Jocelyn Richard, and she ordered a Greyhound, which is grapefruit and vodka. Mm. I'm looking at this, that's probably the taste, but a little more harsh because of the lab alcohol. If you put salt on it, it's a salty dog. But don't you think, I wonder, is this the chunk of smoking dry ice, that's just about keeping it cool. It's not, well, I read this at first thinking that would like smoke it and give it like a liquid smoke taste, but that's not the case. It's just, that's how they cooled it down, I guess.
Hey, maybe that's why the budget for this thing was over $2 billion in the 40s, because these guys are wasting all the ice on their drinks.
Yeah. And they're dry.
The Austin Powers bar used to have drinks with dry ice so that they could give you, like, you know, that was a funny one because it was like a combination between it skirted this weird line where they didn't have the rights. They did not have the rights.
They did not.
So a lot of the drinks would just be called like Swinger Man or whatever, like the way that you see it, like Spirit Halloween.
Groovy secret agent.
But then occasionally you will see like, okay, but this drink is called Mr. Billingsworth. Like that's like the actual name of the cat. Right. And like this one's called the Mini Me or whatever.
They paid for the rights to the cat.
But there was one called like the Mojo Juice or something. And it was like a bubbling drink. Dry ice science cocktail.
Did you guys watch Drink Masters on Netflix?
No.
I feel like there was a plot point on that show where somebody used dry ice, and one of the judges is like, "You got to be careful. Like, dry ice could kill me. If a little piece of this dry ice chips off into the drink, I'm dead."
Yeah.
So Yeah, I don't know.
Drinker beware, I guess.
Yeah, drinker beware. Okay, but the other one is actually the one I really wanted to bring up more because I think we caught it in the movie. There's an article in the Washington Post saying that Oppenheimer himself had a famous martini that he made. Mm-hmm. It was 4 ounces of gin and a dash of vermouth. That's great.
My kind
of
guy. That.
And then the rim of the chilled glass was dipped in honey and lime.
Yes.
And when I read this, I said, good Lord, I was sitting next to Jefferson Dutton in the movie theater. Mm-hmm. And I remember Cillian Murphy making a martini and he rimmed the glass with something. And Jeff, you said, we got to do that with our martinis. And I didn't see lime or honey in the movie. Did you see what he was?
All I noticed was that it wasn't salt. He was like, putting it in a plate with some sort of liquid in it, like a shallow plate with some sort of liquid in it. And I was just like, what the fuck is that? And we've come to find out what it is.
And I remember I was watching him. That's a cool Easter egg that they would do, like the guy's making a drink and they actually had him like quietly make his famous drink. But I assumed it was like he was just doing a vermouth rinse or something. But he was definitely like rimming.
I thought it was vermouth as well. Just like, why would you put it on the rim though? That's so wild. Yeah. Like
odd. But
I guess a lot of the stuff in that movie was pulled. I mean, obviously Nolan is trying to make it like historically accurate, but
like the bomb stuff
he pulled from history, especially a lot of the bomb stuff. Yeah.
But his conversation with, was it Truman? When like he goes in there racked with guilt. And then, Truman mm-hmm. was like, don't let that crybaby in here again. And, you didn't drop the bomb. I did. All that stuff is like, it's on record.
Did you say that was Gary Oldman as Truman?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
It is? It was? I did not recognize
it. Oh, my God.
At all.
I thought it was, yeah.
We're going to the pewter on this one. Got to.
Lieutenant Gordon.
Now, I don't know if you guys noticed. If you follow me on Twitter, I kind of
that is him.
Went after this movie and tried to take it down on Twitter. But it seems to still made good box office, even with me going after this movie.
Wow. Really?
I think that was all I had.
Well, I guess that's it.
Who was he talking to? Oh, Chevalier. Was the guy's name.
Hotel Chevalier.
That's the whole thing. The whole movie, I was like, where have I heard that word before? It was Hotel Chevalier, the Wes Anderson short. But that's not what this podcast is about.
Is that it for Booze News?
Wrap it up. Okay, the drink of the day. The Cantarito you've had?
No.
No.
You've heard?
No.
No.
Nor had I.
Wow.
Here's the deal. We have a hit album out right now, right?
Sure.
And everyone this summer is in sort of a Sonic Ranch mindset, and they're kind of partying in the gardens of Gomorrah, and our album is sort of steering the culture, and it's in the zeitgeist.
And they're like, how do I bring this into other aspects of my life? They're wondering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're saying I wanted this spirit to not just go into my ears when I'm listening to Spotify. Mm-hmm. I want it to emanate every part of my, infiltrate every part of my life.
Right.
Yeah. And we can do that with a spirit.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the spirit is in the spirit. And they look to us. They say, we want more of this vibe. And they look to us. And as the guys who were there, we're like Neil Armstrong on the moon. Right. Okay. We were there. Everyone else is like, oh.
I open up my door and I see a bunch of yearning eyeballs looking up at me, hands outstretched.
Please.
Give me what you have.
Plus, you open up Jeff's door, you hear his neighbor playing piano. Hello.
You heard?
I heard.
I have a story about him.
Dish.
You want to hear the story?
Yeah.
There's a guy in my building, a sort of a severe-looking man who walks around alone, doesn't talk to anybody. I'll pass
a serious
him,
person.
A serious man.
Okay.
And I'll pass him sometimes and say, hey, or like, good morning. And most of the time, no response. Just walks right on by. Now, there is also somebody in the building playing piano. Always, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, and one other song I can't recognize.
It's a good song.
Pretty much daily now. And it's not bad because he's good at it. I find out they're one and the same guy. He's a weird, quiet old man who's a piano tuner. He's not very social, but there he is, bringing me delight every day.
I wonder why he plays the same song every day.
So do you think that is Raindrops Keep Falling in My Head particularly good for testing all the keys when you're tuning a piano or something like
that? Dude, I don't know.
The thing about that, though, is people don't bring their pianos to his house to tune them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's strange, but that's what I would think is like.
He must go to people's homes, weird them out, tune their piano and leave.
And then just play on his own piano at home. Unless he's a keyboard fixer.
I got my guitar set up one time, like, you know, like restrung and the frets cleaned and all that stuff. Where I went on Yelp and I found a guitar guy. And then I went to the place. He did a good job and it was only $50 and it was great. But like I showed up, it was just a man's apartment, you know, Silver Lake.
Sure.
I step inside a 50-year-old man's sad studio apartment. I sit there on his bed while he fixes my guitar.
Wow.
Odd. Odd way to run a business.
What do they call that? A setup? Getting set up?
Getting set up, yeah. Set it up.
I got to do that. My guitar is the same guitar I've had since I was a tween.
Damn.
Mexican Strat.
Yep, Mexican Strat. Sunburst.
You got to take that thing out there, man. Get it wind up.
I cleaned it, but I mean, it's still like probably all fucked up.
Yeah.
You brought it in the bathtub with you and gave it a scrub.
Yeah.
I remember reading some list of like from like an IT hotline's funniest phone calls, and there was an old lady who washed her computer in the bathtub, a desktop computer, and then it wasn't working, and she's like, I don't know what the problem is. Okay, back on track. What I was trying to get at is that as the three guys who were at the epicenter of the Sonic Ranch album, we are feeling wistful and nostalgic for our time in West Texas. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about how we drank Abasolo there. We drank a lot of red wine over dinner, and I made a lot of Kelpie cordials.
Oh, the Lone Stars. Don't forget.
Lone Star.
Early and often.
Lone Star beer. Made by Pabst, which I learned on the Pabst Brewery tour.
Love that. Love that when that type of stuff pulls into the show.
Hey, I went to a Chicago bar in LA last night. Mike, you were just in Chicago, so maybe this will really hit home for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's kind of a dive bar in the Arts District downtown in LA called the Escondite. And you walk in, you're seeing Schlitz signs and you're seeing Malort bottles. And then you're ordering the food and they got... not just like Italian beef and Chicago dogs, but a pizza puff. I've heard of pizza puffs or it's like a pizza, like a Totino's pizza roll, but it's
big. Sounds good.
So like a calzone, but small.
Yeah. But it's also, you know, the pizza rolls, they almost have like a chimichanga-esque type of, you know, it's almost like a fried bubbly egg roll-y outside to it rather than a dough calzone.
You know, what's good is when people do like a big pizza loaf. It's like a big loaf of bread. It's just basically a pizza rolled up, and you cook it and cut it into these little things. But that is not what we're talking about today.
Yeah, that's not what we're here to talk about.
Off track.
We are getting off track, anyway, but I don't mind it. It's fun.
No, it's actually kind of funny.
Keeps the listener engaged. Laughably
bad.
Ooh.
We were feeling nostalgic for El Paso. We wanted to shine a spotlight on some El Paso culture, and we just happened to be friends with Fox 14 El Paso news anchor and journalist Robert Olguin, the Prince of El Paso. And he mentioned to me that his mom's favorite cocktail when he was growing up was the Cantarito, and she would always be drinking that. And I had not heard of it, but I read up on it, and it's like a Paloma-esque drink from Jalisco, Mexico. And it's named for an iconic clay mug. A Cantaro is a big clay pitcher, and then a Cantarito is a little clay mug, also known as a Jarrito de Barro, and it keeps drinks nice and cold, you know, like in the old days. You're like, ooh, a nice mug. We've had one other cocktail on the show where it was like, try to drink it out of a clay mug.
And yeah. I forget what that was.
Was it the sweet little cinnamon holiday guy?
Oh,
possibly.
What was that called?
You batch it for your loved ones.
Yeah. Rum chata.
There was also the theory that the Moscow Mule Coquito copper mug is about keeping Coquito it cold. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if the science held up on that.
We'll have to send it over to Oppenheimer for him to do some tests.
The mug certainly works though, because this is insulating. If you have cubes in your thing, you have a cold drink and it keeps it cold. Anyway, this drink, the Cantarito, is most known these days as sort of a roadside thing at like roadside fruit stands. It's made with fresh squeezed juices, and oftentimes that mug is rimmed with tahine and chamoy.
Mm.
Sounds real good. You know, chamoy is that sweet hot sauce they have at fruit stands. Ooh, We keep talking about, we never do. We should do an episode of our blowout where we go to a fruit stand and we all.
Oh,
fruit cart. That's what it is. Fruit cart. Anyway, for the Cantarito, I found this nice, simple recipe and our friend Robert approved of it and said, yeah, that's pretty much what my mom would make. And here it is from Wikipedia.
Nice.
2 ounces of tequila. A lot of people go with Reposado, but Robert says Blanco is the way to go.
Good.
2 ounces orange juice.
Mm. Nice.
1 ounce grapefruit juice.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
3/4 ounce lime juice. That's 22.5 milliliters. Dash of grapefruit soda. How are you going to dash a soda? You just say splash.
Top up.
Pinch of salt. And then the method is, except grapefruit soda, combine other ingredients in cocktail shaker, shake with ice, pour into clay mug or highball glass. Pour grapefruit soda into a clay mug or eyeball glass. Garnish with lime wedge and grapefruit wedge. Doesn't look like they're putting cubes into this mug.
Okay.
So you're just shaking it.
Interesting. To a highball glass.
Great.
Yeah.
I got some squirt.
Yeah. I got some Q.
When I didn't think of a squirt when I was at the store, I was like, what the fuck is grape juice? And I looked up like grapefruit juice brand so I could just see what I'm looking for. I was like, of course, squirt.
This is a little redundant that it's grapefruit juice and grapefruit soda. I bet if you got one of those like fancy like Italian sodas that's like a pink grapefruit juice glass bottle, that would probably check both boxes because it's very juicy.
Because it's made of real stuff. Well, this is interesting. I got a lot of thoughts already, but they'll have to wait. Till after the break.
Wait, and tell me the name of this drink again. I keep forgetting because it's just a name.
Cantarito.
Cantarito, Mike.
I know. I got a Cantarito.
I'm curious if you guys are going to try to do something with your rims. I'm not going to ask. That'll be after the break.
That'll be after the break.
Okay.
All right, folks. We'll be right back after this.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
And we're back, Cantoritos in hand.
Guys, I realized something as I was pouring mine. Mm. It didn't.
Yes.
Oh, those look beautiful. Those look beautiful. Look at Thank the garnishes.
Ooh, Jeff got the tahini rim there.
Jeff's got a highball with a tahini rim and grapefruit and lime garnish. Mike, you got one of those can-shaped beer glasses you love with a beautiful lime wheel.
I don't have a highball. Ooh.
Wow. I had a
clay mug.
The closest to a clay mug I can find is this big coffee mug that looks kind of clayish.
Well, a mug at
least. Look at the drink. I didn't have chamoy, but I had not just tahini powder. I had tahini brand hot sauce that's very much like chamoy.
Ooh,
so I kind of
got
that drippy look. But here's the thing, guys. The recipe, I double checked. It doesn't say strain into the mug.
Right.
It says pour.
Right.
So you can't. I Googled and all the pictures have cubes. So I I'm just going to pour it with the cubes. And in fact, I added a couple more cubes even.
Nice. I'm cubeless. Okay, that's good to know. I didn't top up with the grapefruit juice, and probably if I had cubes in there, I would have, but I didn't want it to be all grapefruit.
I just put a splash.
Yeah,
I
what came out of the mixer up. Wasn't much.
It said dash of grapefruit soda. Yeah. Usually we hear dash in reference to bitters, and it's like one little milligram.
Or dash Rendar.
Very true, from Shadows of the Empire.
But then Jeff said, Jeff said, oh, top it up, and I just went with that.
Well, here's the thing. I use my palm tea glass, you know, my bootleg Collins glass.
Yeah,
For the picture, I want to get it right up to the top. And I said, that's too much grapefruit soda. Maybe if I just add the cubes. So I did check and I saw that it didn't say strain. And I think I hit the perfect combo.
Damn.
Perfect. Mike, at the second break, you're allowed to add cubes if you so please.
Okay. I might take that option.
Ready?
Let's do some sips.
Ooh.
Wow.
That is very refreshing.
Mm. Ooh, zip, zip, zip. The lime did not. You know what, guys? You're putting OJ in a drink. You're thinking you're worried sick. It's going to be flabby. It's not flabby. That lime saved it from flab.
We're gonna get the Hans and Franz coming through the door here to say, "Too flabby, man." Yikes!
You know what this tastes like?
What?
Five Alive.
Damn, that's what I was going to say that. Do you remember Five Alive?
Slammed your hand down on the chair. Damn it. You scooped me.
I loved
Five Alive, and I don't see Five Alive anywhere. I wonder if you could still get the freezer brick can of it.
Yeah, that's a fun 80s can when you see it. It's like a navy blue can.
Yeah. And like, it's got kind of, each letter is a different color, right?
Yes, for the
But they're not like the very vibrant.
No, it's like really kind of dour looking.
For something called Alive.
I want to say it's orange, lemon, lime, grapefruit. But what's number five? What's the fifth citrus?
Ooh, I'm looking it up right now.
Lemon, lime, grapefruit. Ugly fruit? Pineapple?
Tangerine.
Tangerine!
Mm. Orange, lemon, grapefruit,
tangerine.
You would think the tangerine and the orange would be, but...
Redundant.
Wasn't to be.
They juiced a cutie.
You
juiced a cutie!
Now, cuties are clementines, no?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I don't know what a tangerine is.
And a clementine's not a tangerine? Oh, great.
Oh. Well, it looks like they've spruced up the carton for the Five Alive. It's not just...
I've never seen a blood orange in real life. I've only had blood orange flavored things, but I've never seen
like
a blood
San
orange.
San Pellegrino?
Right.
Sam Pellegrino. How the hell are you?
Now, this is going to give me juice belly. I'm going to have sweaty sleep. I already have a little bit of heartburn, but it's worth it.
Well, what's nice about this one is we're recording early. It's noon where you guys are. So if you don't stay on this track, Tim, for the rest of the day, you might be okay.
You think I'm going to get off this track? No. Cantoritos all night until midnight.
These are really good. And I do like that Robert's mom is like, this is her drink that she makes.
Yeah, it's a fun drink for a mom. These days, it's all rosé all day this and rosé all day that.
Mm-hmm. I will say, too, I didn't put the tahini on the rim, but I did do the pinch of salt. I did a dash of salt out of my shaker. And that
I forgot
really,
my pinch of salt!
Well, you got the tahini rim. I think you're pretty good with the...
Oh, but I've been drinking from a straw. Let me lick the rim as I drink.
You got to.
Mm. Oh, fuck. It's,
yeah, that's the nice, good. The salt in there is an interesting thing I would never have thought of.
You know what I did the other day?
It brings up the flavor.
Yeah.
I put salt for the first time on a sandwich.
Yes. Put salt and pepper. Isn't that great?
Yeah, because like you see, they do it at the store. They do it at the deli.
Comedy store?
Yeah.
the store. The history in the hall and the walls at the store.
Mitzi puts salt and pepper on the...
I was there when she put salt and pepper on steak.
I was there when Andrew Dice Clay was snorting salt.
Oh, I heard something about the Comedy Store. I don't know if it happened yet, but they're doing one of those things where they are showing a live show from the Comedy Store, from the small room, into theaters and stuff.
Interesting.
Like movie theaters. You know when they say like, oh, you can watch a opera from France.
Right.
And like, I never known when those, I've never heard of anyone going to those, but I see advertisements. Anyway, I think the Comedy Store is doing that or had done that, but I'm curious if it
went. Monty Python did that with a live event like 10 years ago, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, it's like live at the Hollywood Bowl.
Well, it does seem like, I think they have like big names doing it. Like I probably A-list comedians.
Dane Cook?
Wow.
I'm not sure, Jeff. I'm sure the names. But if it was like someone like I don't know, Bill Burr or something like that, I feel like everyone's used to just seeing clips of him in big theaters because that's the shows he performs. So it would be kind of cool to see people in a small little comedy room.
Intimate.
It's fun to go to. I went there to the Comedy Store once. Very fun.
Well, anyway, I put Lowry's seasoning salt on a turkey sandwich.
Would you go belly room, main room, original room?
He put Lowry's on a turkey sandwich. Tim, you're thinking of the Comedy Store. Oh, I'm thinking of the Cellar. I'm sorry. The Cellar, not the Comedy Store.
Oh.
The
very cellar. Different, Michael. Very different.
Very different coasts.
Now, back on track. Jeff, was there tomato on this sandwich?
No. Oh, that you're right. That yes. would really bring out the salt.
That's when I put salt. I think it's the tomatoes... When they don't have any salt on them, I need to be brought to life. So if my sandwich has tomatoes, it's getting salt and pepper on it.
I guess mine was already a salt bomb.
That's a boundary that I'm going to set.
Mm-hmm. Mine had red onion, dill pickle, mustard.
There you go.
So like with the pickle and the mustard, it kind of already has a lot of salt on it. I don't know if I...
Salt bomb.
Guys, I might have wasted my Lowry's.
So did it have any meat, or was the salt sort of the meat of the sandwich?
That was turkey cheese, mayo, and
nice,
and all that.
Mike, are you eating salt bagels out there in New York? It's kind of the weirdest bagel, the salt bagel. I don't
know. I don't like salt.
You got to rub off like 90% of the salt before you eat it.
Yeah. I've never had I don't like salt bagels, and I don't know if I've ever had an egg bagel, but that seems interesting to me. Hmm. You ever had an egg bagel?
I have, but I've had it at like Noah's and inconsequential places. I don't know if I've had like a good egg bagel.
It's sesame for me. Thank you very much. Mm. With tomato, cream cheese, garden cream cheese, and salt and pepper. And lemon.
Liz Lemon. Lemon's good, man. If I'm getting the lox on my bagel and capers and squeeze a little lemon. Yeah. Ooh, Timmy.
That's great.
Here's my question. I bought some chicken. I'm going to marinate very soon.
God.
I know. I think this is going to be a good one. And I have lime. Does anyone ever marinate chicken with lime?
Yes.
Because I always put lemon.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Lime.
Yeah. Right.
What would that be? What would that be?
It would be Thai. It would be Mexican.
What if I did garlic, salt, and Thai?
Yes. Yep.
Not Thai and lime. Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Bounce it out with a little oil, a little olive oil, garlic, salt, lime. Sure. Yeah.
Maybe a little pepper.
This is good.
Black pepper.
This is going to be good for you.
I tell pepper I'll put in there for sure. If I had chip dip, I'd put that in there too.
Oh, you know what I want to use?
What?
Mike, have you had? Tim, you've had it. Zapp's Voodoo Pretzel Sticks.
Yes.
I had one at your house, but I haven't. No,
Jesus
I haven't.
Christmas. You know how like a lot of chips and a lot of snacks will have the dust on it? Doritos, Fritos.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Gex.
All the, song, the snacks in the Gex song.
But these ones have more spicy sand on them than any snack I've ever seen. And when you finish the bag, there's a ton of it still left in there. And I didn't throw out the bag because I said, the seasoning is just too good.
Oh, put it on some chicky.
Or I was thinking, put it on the rim of a drink.
Oh, did you do that?
Yeah.
No, but maybe, I don't know what it is. It feels like a mustard vinegar barbecue zing.
Jefferson, get your butt in the test kitchen and for next Mardi Gras, invent a drink that has a Zapp's Voodoo rimmed glass.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit.
No, we should reach out to Zapp's. We got to reach out to Zapp's because they're friends of ours. Remember?
I've reached out to them before and I got, they sent me a bunch of chips. I tagged Voodoo in a picture. They sent me all the flavors because they have got crawdad and pickle and alligator.
Spicy crosshater.
Something. That's great.
Damn, that, you that
reach
would
out
be,
to them. That's a good innovation.
If we reached out, I know they're just going to take the idea though and say, oh, it's our stuff, but we'll be like,
well, reach out and say we have an idea and they can come over and hear it in person.
Yeah, they'll just be like, well, we listen to the podcast. We already know it.
This is like when people make you read a screenplay right in front of them, like Chris Nolan will park his butt down.
That's what James L. Brooks did. When I worked for James L. Brooks, I would go sit with
Toby Maguire,
Hugh Laurie, you name them. I was sitting next to them while they read a script.
You sort of sat in with the Pussy Posse, right?
Yes. Did I tell that on pod? This on pod that I went to Toby Maguire's house one time, and the security guy was like, "He's next door at Leo's. Let's go." And we walked over to Leo's, and fucking Leonardo DiCaprio and Toby Maguire doing squats together, best friends doing squats with a
that's
personal
trainer.
That's
half the damn Pussy Posse. That's the Frank and Dino, at least.
Yeah.
Who else is in that blank posse?
David Blaine.
Blaine and there's another guy
E
who
from
I would
Entourage.
E, but wasn't there another guy?
Yeah, there's an actor guy that I can picture that he was in teen movies in the 90s, or maybe you already said him.
No.
It's Anton Yelchin, but it's an Anton Yelchin type guy.
Lucas Haas?
Lucas Haas.
Yeah.
I'm seeing Harmony Korine. Strange. Ethan Suplee.
How big is this posse?
Ethan
this
Suplee.
This is huge.
Wow.
Sarah Gilbert, a female posse member.
Now, can I say something about pretzel sticks? Mm-hmm. This got back on my brain because I love Zapp's Voodoo chips, but I actually feel like the Zapp's Voodoo pretzel sticks are even better. And it was reminding me of, have you had Dots brand pretzel sticks?
Yes.
They're very
ranch.
Good.
No, not ranch. They have like a, what's the mustard? Honey mustard.
Okay. Now the original is a very delicious dust.
I think that's what the new Dune movie's about. Dune 2, delicious dust.
My friend Tristan turned me on to Dots and I was like, this is delicious. And then recently when we were in Idaho, I was at Albertson's and I saw that now Dots had all different snacks and they had a few different dusts, but then they had like a Cheeto type of cheese puff, cheese curl. Now, what do you call that? It's not a puff. Cheese doodle?
Doodle.
Doodle.
A doodle.
They had a cheese doodle in the pretzel stick type bag with cheese doodle, but then it said had a little seal on it and said with original Dots pretzel dust. So it was already cheesy and then it had the dust. This was the most flavor that I've ever eaten in a snack, you know? And then they had pork rinds as well. There's very interesting things happening at
innovators skipped, over at Dots.
It's like Dots is like, we're doing pretzel sticks and we're going to try to not do potato chips like everyone else. So they went pretzel, cheese doodle, all the way to pork rind.
Oof.
Keto, Mike. Pork rinds are keto.
Yeah, pork rind is keto. Keto is life. Pork rind is life.
Chip dip is keto now.
All right. Chip dip. Would you change anything about the drink? We know it's good.
I
double
so.
The tequila.
Double it? What are you, Oppenheimer? 4 ounces?
How did Oppenheimer get all that science done when he was drunk as shit all the time?
If I were a nice old mom, I would drink it like this, and I would suffer through my juice belly. But I'm sort of a party rock, a bon vivant.
Right. Yes.
Podcast.
Good Time Charlie, late night
guy. Good Time Charlie. Right. So
guy.
I would see if I'm going to take down all this juice and I'm going to sacrifice a sleep and my esophagus to heartburn,
then I'm going to make it worth my while. I'm not going to do that now, but just in life, that's what I would do. I'm still working through this. I'm not even ready for round two.
Me too. This is a nice big tall boy.
You know what's nice about this drink? You know, sometimes we'll have these sort of juicy drinks or sweet drinks that I'll just like down because they're so, it's like eating candy. Mm-hmm. This is close to that, but not so much where you're just like going through it all.
It's quite a bit of tang.
It's a nice blend.
It's a lot of citrus between, you know, I did just simply orange OJ out the bottle, but I did juice a grapefruit and I did juice my lime. So I got some real deal citric acid here.
And if you got tajin and chamoy going on, this is a real zippy zip. Mike, you mentioned candy.
Thank you.
And when we were at Oppenheimer, I tried a new candy I'd never had before that was quite ridiculous.
Oh.
Nerds gummy clusters.
Yes, Tim.
I love Nerds.
The Nerds, it comes from the Nerd Rope family, but they just cut it up.
Yeah, they just cut it up, but this
Tim, you don't understand the lineage.
Yeah, I know. I don't have the whole history, but this was the fastest fall off of something going from delicious to disgusting. I was like, I'm going to try not to eat these like during the previews, try to save them for the movie. And then, oh my God, I'm getting Nerds flavor and the crunch of Nerds and then a chewy gummy.
Soft.
That's so fun.
And hard.
Yeah. The second one. Okay.
Literally the second one.
Now the 54th one, okay. I'm begging. No, I don't want this. Get this away from me. I'm trying to watch the movie.
Tim, after we saw that movie a couple days later after I left town, I found myself in front of a bag of those and I bought it and I ate it over 2 days and I had the opposite experience. It got better and better.
Well, because it was over 2 days. You parsed it out. Right. That's nice.
Right. Yeah, 2 days. The length of Oppenheimer. Jesus Christ.
Oh, stop that.
Cut
that
something. Cut something.
All right, folks, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, final thoughts. Mm.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And we're back with our final thoughts.
Order again for me. Even just like an order again. A lot of times with these sweet drinks, I'll say order again, but one's the limit. I could have two or three of these.
Me too, but I would love to air it out with a little more grapefruit soda or even club soda. You know, that would really like make me, I could do like a day of these.
That would make it a real, like a real highball, you know, like, and then it would resemble other drinks.
I would do this, but in a rocks glass, so it's just not as much grapefruit soda. Also, I didn't get squirt. I got ting. I've never heard of ting before.
No, never heard
it
of
was
ting.
Where'd you covered find in that? Dust at the that. Supermarket. I didn't have squirt.
I probably wouldn't change it. I talked about doubling the tequila, and that's fun. The soda stuff, that makes sense to me to make it a more recognizable highball type of drink. But I'm kind of enjoying the uniqueness of this. Like, I put my mug in the freezer before the show. Yeah, so this is really nice and cold. And I'm looking in. It's a very juicy drink, but I got my cubes in it, as you can hear. And I'm just kind of enjoying it being kind of a grog. And just be like, I guess there's things you could do to change this to make it like fit in the mold. I know you guys, everything has to be, everything must be just so uniform in society.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's right place.
Yeah. I don't want to be challenged. I don't want anything to be unique.
Nope.
No.
I'm enjoying a cold mug of cubes. It's very juicy, but I don't know if I'm a wonderful El Paso grandmother and I'm sitting around sipping on this, I'm having the fucking time of my life.
Yeah. A grog is a good way of putting it. It has like a sort of tiki drink essences, but it's just not full tiki, like the rum and the coconut. And
what would make it? It's so close to tiki, but it's
missing
not.
That nutmeggy flavor. That's what it is.
Or like molasses. Yeah. Like the weird sort of stank element.
Yeah. I mean, or if you use like Appleton Estates rum instead of tequila, this would be the most tiki freaky thing ever. And a little dash of nutmeg. That would be Don the Beach Comber's delight.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough boys, you know it's patreon.com/thesloppyboys, where you can support artists directly and not through crooked systems. That's nice.
And we appreciate all the patrons out there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, Jeff, did you...
Now more than ever.
Did you give
Yeah, it's order okay, again, and I agree with everything you said. It's a big acid bomb, but I like it.
Yes, very good stuff. Oh, I want to thank everybody who came out to the Chicago shows. I did some Chicago stand-up shows. Met some great sloppers out there and had a great time.
I heard a lot of people brought up Grimace Piss. Is that
I
right?
talked to some fellas about Grimace Piss, yeah. And then we did Malort shots. Shout out to Joe and Mick.
Oh, Tim and I just did.
I had a whole Malort
weekend.
You just
went to a Chicago?
This
you went
crazy.
To a Chicago bar?
Yes.
The day after we had some Malort shots. Wow.
Mookie found Malort at Total Wine and More. We did some shots of it. And then last night I had a Malort on the rocks and didn't hate it. And then, we're giving a lot of Chicago shout outs. Maybe sometime soon we should do a Chicago drink for the Chicago people.
Oh, I learned something. A Chicago handshake is an old style beer and a Malort shot.
Yep.
That's cool. Yeah. Tim and I went to a bar, and the combo that they had was Miller High Life and a Fernet shot.
Interesting.
That's a nice little combo, too.
I'm seeing this more. I'm seeing more Boilermaker shot and a beer type things pop back up in menus, and it's very welcome to me because I like knowing and I'm placing one order and I'm going to be set for drinks for a while. I don't have to go back up to the bar.
And you're sipping on that Fernet, you know, like a whiskey shot. I could even see like you kind of half shoot it with your beer, with a classic Boilermaker. But a Fernet, you kind of want to nurse it. And also, since I've been drinking Fernet, Malort is not as foreign to me. I'm sort of coming around on Malort and Underbergs.
Oh, I haven't done Underberg
for sure.
Before. We should do those for the pod.
The Malort thing is funny because we were talking about it where it's like Fernet is something you acquire a taste for because it's complex and sophisticated. And if you don't know Amaro, you have to take a while to get into Fernet. Whereas Malort, no one's saying it's sophisticated. They're just saying it's gross. But you can similarly acquire a taste. To me, it tastes like grapefruit rind and Listerine. And when I was drinking on the rocks yesterday, the coldness impeded my taste buds enough that I was like, this is not bad. But it would be fun to make a spritz out of it. Make a nice light floral spritz.
I was going to say, you know, if we ever go to Chicago or something, we should do a Malort episode. But Chicago people probably are Malorted out. They don't. Sure. If the Sloppy Boys come to Chicago, they don't want to like, oh, great, you did Malort like a million fucking other people. Is there like a fun cocktail you can do?
When we played at Subterranean, we went to Estelle's next to Subterranean. We did have a lot of Malort shots and stuff. But I agree. They're probably sick of it. It's probably like if you come to Los Angeles
very
and you're like,
thought.
You're like, hey, could I have an Oscar statuette? And you're like, yeah, this is L.A. We all have this.
We all have them. All right, good episode, that's guys.
Good. Yeah, good. Real good. Could be a hit. Yeah.
Thanks, Robert, and thanks, Robert's mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until the rest of you guys, we'll see you beyond.
Oh, Michael.
Come on, let me have some fun.
Yeah, yeah. I hope you listen to this podcast episode for the whole damn night.
Whole damn night.
Stop. All right.
Yeah. All right. That's what all the hot artists say is, "Oh, you're singing my song? Stop.
Stop.
Stop. Don't spread it
around.
Do
it on your own time."
All right.
Folks, good episode. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Later.